Lots of treats in store for us this week on Act Locally Waco. I'm Brody Bashaw.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Halloween week is finally here, and holy moly, so much spooky stuff going on in town. We can't possibly list all of it, but we've got a few, and then plus a few things for those of you who might need a break from all the ghouls and goblins. Tonight and tomorrow night at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum on West Waco Drive, we have Fright Night at the Right. Tonight is adults only and includes a visit from the McLennan County Paranormal Investigators, a ghostly gala, a costume contest, and a haunted maze. It starts at 7, tickets are $25. Tomorrow night is family night, and that includes a haunted house, carnival games, and the Waco Children's Theater performance of The Land the Living Forgot. The fun starts at 4 p.m., and tickets are $15 for adults and $8 for children. For more information, check out the Lee Lockwood Library Facebook page.
Saturday evening is spooktacular at McLean Stadium. All kinds of slightly spooky family festivities in the friendly confines of the Baylor Football Stadium. Activities will take place on the 100-level concourse. Spooktacular starts at 5:30, ends at 8. Kids up to 16-year-olds are free, and the cost for adults is only $5.
And on Saturday night, we have a community-wide benefit for Ernesto Fraga. Mr. Fraga, editor of the Tiempo Spanish-English newspaper and a passionate advocate for the Waco Latino community, has had some medical setbacks, and the whole community is rallying around to help. The benefit will be a dinner and a dance with music by DJ Augie, Conjunto Villarreal, Maxi Bustamante, and After Midnight. The whole thing will take place at 8 p.m. Saturday at the Mutualista Hall, which is located at 2214 South 15th Street, just off LaSalle. Taco plates will be $8, and a minimum donation of $5 is requested for the dance. And if you're looking for something a little different and maybe a little thought-provoking for Saturday evening, I think this sounds like a fascinating event. It's called Analog. It's a storytelling gathering centered around first-person confessional storytelling. Saturday night, the theme will be The Sound of Failure. Analog takes place at 8 p.m. at Pinewood Coffee at 2223 Austin Avenue. It's free and should be fascinating.
Sounds interesting. Okay, on Sunday, the Iron Man is going to be taking place. It starts at 6:30 at Indian Spring Park at 101 North University Parks Drive.
We mentioned that not to encourage you to sign up. It's been sold out for weeks with athletes from all over the country coming to Waco to participate since it's a qualifier for the Iron Man World Championships. But you might want to go online and check out the route so that you can cheer for the athletes and also be forewarned of all the road closures.
Lots of people have been voting early, and the polls are open even on Sunday.
That's right. This Sunday has been dubbed Souls to the Polls Sunday, with all early voting locations open from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Google McLennan County Early Voting for more information on when and where to vote.
Dr. Pepper Museum has their After Dark event coming up on Tuesday.
Yes, fun fact about the Dr. Pepper Museum. It is one of the most well-documented haunted spots in town. So Tuesday night is your chance to take a tour in the dark. The tour starts at 10 p.m. and tickets are $30. A t-shirt and a soda fountain treat are included in the price of admission. This event is for those 18 and older, and don't forget to bring your flashlight.
If you're a fan of spooky Halloween music, there are a couple of treats coming up. Tuesday evening, the Waco Community Band will be performing their Tricks and Treats concert, including a little Bach, a little Wagner, and a little Michael Jackson and Rocky Horror Picture Show. The show is free. It starts at 7:30 at the Ball Performing Arts Center on the MCC campus.
Then on Wednesday evening, Halloween night, is the annual Baylor Halloween Organ Concert. This creepy concert will be held in the Jones Concert Hall, which is in the McCrary Music Building on Baylor campus. The show is free and starts at 9 p.m.
And organ music does sound creepy.
So super creepy.
Super.
There are way, way too many trunk or treats throughout town for us to mention all of them, but I do want to mention one special one. On Halloween night, you were invited to a teal pumpkin-friendly trunk or treat at the Holy Spirit Episcopal Church on Wooded Acres Drive. If you're not familiar with the Teal Pumpkin Project, this basically means that all the trunks will also provide non-food treats for kids with food allergies, diabetes, or other special special dietary concerns. It gives these kids a chance to join in on the trick-or-treating fun with everybody else. The Teal Friendly Trunk or Treat starts at 6 p.m. on Halloween night, and it is free.
And, of course, Halloween night is Zubu at Cameron Park. Zubu is designed for kids from 2 to 12, and all children must be accompanied by an adult. The fun goes from 6 until 8 p.m. It is a popular event, so make sure you go early for some good parking. Tickets are just $10.
Whoo, that is a lot of stuff for 1 week, but I have to mention one more thing, a date I have marked on my calendar all year. Thursday, November 1st is the first day of the Friends of the Library annual book sale.
Yay!
Yes, check out their website for all the details about hours and armbands and which special sale is happening on which day. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I like it. Lots of things happening. Of course, most of them Halloween-centric, but always lots to do in our big little town. Ashley, thanks for being here, and I hope you have a great and not-so-scary week.
Thanks for having me, Brody, and boo to you, too.
You can find the calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.